True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, we have LiquiShield RV Roofing, the CCA Star, Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop and Angler U. All right, let's get to the old weather here. Let's see what we have. Looks like it's 71 down on the island this morning. A little bit cooler. Showers early today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. High of 79. North-northeast winds 10 to 20. At rain chance 50%. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. North-northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 77. East-northeast winds 10 to 20. So a little better forecast. We shall take it. I'm good with it. But looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're still on a two-tide schedule. We have a low that occurred at 3:16 a.m. It was a negative 0.1. We have a high coming up at 12:50 p.m., a 1.6. And sunrise, 6:35 a.m., sunset, 7:57 p.m., our moon phase, 30%. And looking at current conditions right now, offshore of the buoy out there showing a south-southeast wind at 7 to 9, water temp 78, and Galveston Channel we have 81-degree water with north-northwest wind at 7 to 10, Eagle Point 77-degree water with a north wind at 6 to 9, and Morgan's Point 78 degrees with a north wind at 11 to 14 miles per hour. So, this little front line got through, and hope everybody survived that weather yesterday afternoon and last night. Goodness. More of it. All right, well, let's run over east of town now. Let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake and see what's going on over there. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, because of all of this crappy weather, I've had to cancel several days of fishing.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm all right. Shoot. I could use a rest anyway.
Yeah.
It's you bow up and do it while it's good, and then when it all falls apart, you just quit.
Plenty of days.
You're semi-retired.
Yes.
I'm with you. Fix all your stuff that you broke when you were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that works. But, yeah, this... that was a heck of a line of storms yesterday. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get much of it. You know, it was kind of kept shifting northeast to me, above me, and over the east. But, man, I was looking at radar a lot yesterday.
Yeah, I was, too. And it was until dark, I had about half an inch, mm-hmm. you know. and then the bottom fell out.
Right.
So I hadn't looked at my rain gauge since overnight rain, but you know, it's probably 1.5, 2 inches out there. But boy, they caught it up north of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which that's going to put more fresh water in the bay. But
oh yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
There was already plenty anyway.
Sure.
So that's no big deal. The fish are not going to be anywhere but where they already are. So, you know, that's not going to change anything. And, I've got some fish that, you know, the better size fish, they've got some pretty good roe in them already. Some of them are, and some of them are empty. You know,
yeah, we've already had a you know, at least one spawn over this way,
yeah,
and getting ready for another.
Yeah, I think we have. We've had late April. I was kind of surprised at that, but I've found some fish that, you know, the better sized ones, especially the tide runners. Oh, those things were pooched out pretty good. Lots of eggs.
Yes.
And I think that, of course, the Gulf is warmer during the winter, and I think they develop a little bit faster than the ones that are in the lake. And plus, I think the freshwater retards egg development. I believe that. I don't know if I'm right or not, but it seems like to me that's the way it is. Maybe it's just temperature related, but I think maybe fresh water is part of that factor, too.
Right.
Yeah. But, of course, the fish are going to all be wadded up somewhere. You know, wherever they've landed, whatever shoreline they're on or whatever, they're there for a reason, and that fresh water is what's pushed them there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a guy the other day that told me he was catching some fish on out in front of the houses on the Texas side,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing real good over there. So that reef is actually back in play again.
Well, it should be. You know, with all the fresh water up north and fish coming in from the Gulf and then resident fish there, that's where they usually kind of stage up.
Yeah. For the last several years, that hasn't worked, but now, you know, he was the only one fishing, but he was doing really good. He said he was catching lots of fish and some pretty good ones, too. So I think that's a happening thing now and should be for the next month or so. But it started late. And that was amazing to me. Of course, he's losing a lot of jig heads.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to pay the price fishing that area.
Yeah, I mean, to catch those fish, you got to get to the bottom. And when you drop a jig head down there, it's just part of the game.
Yeah.
How blame you say it? If you're not breaking off, you're not catching fish.
That's right. You got to be ticking the top of those tow heads. And
tickling that shell, man.
And you know what? There's some live oysters down there in clumps. And I caught several the other day that we actually pulled up off the bottom. And, you know, some of them have half dozen on the half shell.
Huh.
I mean, they were live, doing well. But even up above the bridge on that side, that Texas side, there's some live ones over there, and some on the Louisiana side, too. There's little spotty reefs over there on the Louisiana side. They're just little humps, just about 2 foot taller than the rest of the bottom. And there's live oysters in that, too. And that's before Blue Buck Point.
Yeah.
And you can get out there and cross the neck of the lake from the Texas side to the Louisiana side, and you can catch live oysters out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they're alive and well, even though there's a lot of fresh water. But, you know, I think sometimes now up in the lake, there's just dead oyster shell, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It does. Dead oyster shell does attract fish if it's in the right situation. If it's pretty good hard bottom.
Yeah.
Those fish will still relate to it. I've found that to be true in lots of areas, you know, up and down Louisiana shoreline. There's a lot of dead humps out there. They're not very tall, and a lot of them are just dead shell in the mud, but they still hold fish. That's an interesting thing. And it still has, in a way, it's a live bottom because it's got leeches down there, and there's a little fish that feed around it. And for whatever reason, I don't, you know, even though the oyster shell is dead, maybe there's some clam shell down there that's alive.
Could be. Possibly. And there, you know, plus yeah. It's hard bottom too.
Yeah, any hard bottoms like that old trout.
But you know, the absolute primo for our systems is live oyster beds. That's
yes,
that's twice as good.
Yeah. I wonder if Hannah's Reef and Frenchie's and all of them are still alive.
There's parts of them that are. I'd have to ask him to be specific about it. I know that, well, we've lost 80% of our live oyster beds in this bay system over here, so that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's an extreme habitat loss.
Yes, that is. That is really sad.
And to grow big, brilliant, beautiful trout, you got to have the right habitat.
Yes, that's for sure.
See, they haven't suffered a severe habitat loss down south, and they're growing big fish. They're snapping back twice as fast as we are.
That's right. Although, I had a guy hook one the other day that was at least 5 pounds. We saw that fish. He got airborne.
Well, that's an everyday fish down south. That's just...
Yeah, that's an everyday fish.
It is.
That's right.
But we'll get there, hopefully.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm still hopeful. Still thinking about it. It seemed like that...
Because I've fished this whole coast my entire life and spent a lot of time at a lot of places. But when Galveston is right... You know, and everything's going our way. Sabine, even Calcasieu next door to you. Big trout meccas, man. I mean, we used to grow some really beautiful big fish and bunches of them, a lot of them.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You just can't slap that habitat in the face for 9-10 straight years with adverse conditions and expect to still have that kind of fishery. But... as we regroup and regrow and gain more habitat, and it could change overnight.
Yeah, and we've still got a lot of numbers. They're out there.
What I don't see in particular, like we used to, is that big flow of those big tide runners coming in through the passes like in the day. You know, they seem to be smaller, like our resident fish, and
they are.
For whatever reason.
And I,
you know,
I'm
big trout
sure
aren't attracted to these areas like they used to be from the Gulf.
And
I'm wrong.
I don't know if that's freshwater related or what.
Or loss of habitat. There's not the nutrients and the amount of bait fish we used to have. Because you can look at that. I mean, we still got millions of shad. I mean, you can grow shad in a bar ditch. But
big
mullet runs that we used to have, we don't have that anymore.
No.
Those big mullet runs.
No. You don't see rafts of mullet even in the summer. They're just not. You see lots of little small mullet flipping and, you know, medium-sized ones jumping around. But the big rafts of mullet.
Big horse mullet runs, big rafts of them.
Yeah. I'm not seeing that.
And then you get that big mullet spawn. And, let me do this break, Bill. I'll be right back at you, bud. Hang with me. All right, man. You know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in just one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. 281-831-7832. That's LiquiShield RV Roofing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Bill. All right, Bill, we were talking about mullet runs and all that and how it's kind of changed.
Yeah, and there is a few little croaker coming back into the bay right now.
Right.
And I haven't caught anything big, but you know, there's still a lot of little peckers out there. You know, you feel them knocking around on your jig when you
little
slow it down.
Little peckers, man. Little peckers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I did catch about a 7-inch point-to-point crab the other day. Boy, I thought I had me something.
Yeah,
I can pick that jig up and move it off.
That tells you where you are in the water column. You're doing some bottom dredging there, son. You might want to speed that up a little bit. That's what I tell people. Start reading in crabs.
That's exactly right.
I remember one year back in the, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there, we had a banner season on crab, buddy. Hey, we're fishing with tails. It didn't matter. We were catching crabs. If you get it anywhere near the bottom, you were going to reel a crab in. So, man, I must have an oyster shell. And you reel it up, and it's got a big old blue crab on it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They hungry.
It is crazy. And when you think that they're covering the bottom like that.
Yeah, don't wade fish barefoot.
No. No, heck no. That could be a bad thing. Those things can hurt you. They lock on to you.
I've been doing some fun crabbing the last couple of years with a couple of buddies of mine that live out on the bay with me, and we'll do about a week or 2 week ordeal of, you know, crab traps, and I'll go all together and run them together and everything. And buddy, we were cleaning them one night, and man, I reached over and grabbed a shell on one, about one of them big 8-inch blues, and it wasn't quite cold enough yet. I'll ice them down after you put them in a cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Stun them so you can clean them. And, man, he shook hands with me, and I'm yelling, I'm in trouble over here. And Wesley's, he's got his fingers on that crab's pincher trying to get it out of my finger, open it up. And finally, I just broke the pincher off the body, and he still wouldn't let go. He went all the way to the bone on both sides.
Oh, gosh. Man, that's a bad thing.
You can do some square dancing with that on there, buddy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm careful. I took my grandson's girlfriend the other day, and she got food with them crabs.
Oh.
And I mean, that girl was fearless. I said, you're gonna get one of them on your finger pretty quick. And her reflexes were so fast she could beat them every time. I thought, man, oh man, if that crab gets a hold of that girl, she'll be on her knees on that pier. Oh, wow.
I tell my grandson, I said, yeah, if he gets you, he's not going to let go till it thunders.
No.
Remember your grandparents would tell you that, hey, if a turtle gets hold of you, you won't let go till it thunders.
That's right. Might have been true, too, for all I know.
I never gave a turtle a chance, a snapper, to get a hold of my finger.
No. I've not experienced that, especially those big old
loggerheads.
The loggerheads. Man. I've seen several of them down in the river bottom. You know, when the water would get up, and, you know, Toledo Bend's really clear. When they're pumping water out of Toledo, it's really clear. Runs down through that lower bottom, and they'll come up on gravel roads. Looks like a big dinosaur laying out there.
Yeah, they get huge.
Those crazy things. They'll hiss at you, too.
Yeah.
It's funny, some of the conversations we get into.
Hey, it's an outdoor show, man. That's part of the outdoors. We see things that a lot of people wouldn't realize could happen.
Some
weird stuff over the years.
If you're out there long enough, you're going to see some interesting things.
Yeah.
Well, I will say the fishing report over here is going to be okay. We just need this weather to clear up. I think it's going to rain maybe Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, we got some comeback on. I'm going down south to fish this week. And they're throwing in about a 30% chance each day. That's doable. I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. Know,
but up here I was looking at the extended forecast. Let's see. Our biggest chance comes back on, Wednesday? Or Tuesday, 70%, Wednesday, 60%. So those two days, I guess I
could
drive
back.
That's
exactly what I saw.
Drive back.
So I canceled. I had a guy coming in from Austin.
Uh-huh.
And I've canceled that one, too. So I've canceled 4 days here right away.
And then we're going to have a north wind on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And a northeast
cold fronts.
Yeah. That's what's causing, you know, all these southerly flows, all these strong winds ahead of them, sucking that energy up there. But, looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week, north winds. That'll be nice. Won't be so muggy.
Yeah. Well, that's who would. I don't even care about northers anymore. I'm wanting them to go away. But you need.
You'll
need
be begging
some
for one about July away. The 4th.
Yes. And August.
Yeah, we're gonna get down to 66 tonight, 56 tomorrow night, 59
Monday.
Yeah,
can you believe that?
And then after that next one comes in next week, we're going to have lows in the low 60s.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, here
it's
it is
late
in May.
In the sun. Well, I'm going to be catching fish. Well, on the days that southeast wind blows, I'm going to be out there.
Yes.
Hopefully I can connect.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's been hurting us the last few years. We used to beg for a north wind when our bay was in good shape, you know, salty. And because you could go fish waters you normally don't get to touch and catch some good fish that way, but with them all stirred up and fresh water and everything, when you do pull those winds, well, I've got areas I can go fish north winds and catch fish right now. I mean,
yeah, I do too.
The areas I'd really rather be are still kind of messed up and muddy and fresh, but But you have to go up the top end, and you're still messed up.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to go up there. And you can catch redfish up there and maybe some bass.
Yeah.
But I don't think trout are going to be up there yet. But, you know, during May, that north levee wall comes into play. And as soon as this weather settles down, those fish are going to be right there. And a lot of people like to fish that.
That's so kind of a freeway running that ledge up there on that wall, you know, at north levee.
It sure is.
You got that good gut off of it. And, I mean, they can fish a bank, fish the rocks, and cast to that gut. And pretty good catches.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that wall is 7 to 9 feet.
Right.
And that's pretty good depth of water for Sabine Lake. But they built the levee right out there in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
You know, but Texas did a dumb thing with that. They cut off probably a fourth of their lake by doing that. But, you know, they're filling in that with dredge spoil, and at least it keeps it out of the lake.
Yeah.
So it's good in a way. But
yeah,
some of those areas
projects,
they're
just dumping right into the bay. They're not blocking it off.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It is.
I mean, that's just going to go
everywhere.
Right back. Yeah, and I don't know what their thinking is on that. If they would just build spoil islands, you know, that would help. Just something to
pump
to
inside
keep
of it.
Contained.
They pump it out and build up the islands, and then they'll rock it in, you know, put the fabric around and just start rocking it. So it won't erode away from wave action.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they can do that. But, you know, they're dredging down on the lower channel down here. And, of course, they're doing that new project over there, that liquid natural gas terminal.
Mm-hmm.
They've already dug the pool for that.
Wow.
They haven't finished it out with rock yet, but they've already dug that pool and moved the highway a mile
out
into the marsh.
How many LNG plants are you going to have over there?
Three for now.
My goodness.
Yes.
And how many companies you got? Two?
Hey, I'm telling you, we've got three ships of every 48 hours coming into the Chenier on the Louisiana side, and we've got the two on the Texas side.
My goodness.
The Golden Pass and that other one, I don't even know what the name of it is, above Keith Lake Fish Pass.
Right.
And, you wouldn't even recognize the skyline over there, Mickey. You just wouldn't believe it. You would not believe that.
I need to come over there and check it out. I hadn't been there in so long. You get a day off or something, and I'm not doing anything, we can come over and hang out for about half a day. Fish around and look around, buddy.
Yeah, you'd enjoy that. You wouldn't believe the skyline, how it's changed.
Right.
I mean,
unbelievable.
There's a whole lot of money being spent over here.
Yeah.
And we've got a new plant over there at Twin City Highway.
Right.
Between Twin City and 69, they're building a brand new big old plant out there, and one on 87 over west of Orange.
My goodness.
You can't even believe.
Boy, it sounds like your area is exploding like ours is over here. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Where's everybody coming from? Boy, we're producing better than the media reports anyway. Somebody's having babies. A lot of people. All right, man. Well, look, I'm going to run. Bill, if somebody wants to come over and fish, will you give them some info how they can reach you, bud?
Just call me at 409-673-9211. You can get a hold of me. And fishsabinelake.com on the web.
All right, my friend. Well, Bill, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Go get them.
All right.
All right.
Thank you,
see you, man. All right. Are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about our top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything. From five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas. Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 436 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Conroe now and check in with the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. I'm good.
Temperature's dropping a little bit anyway. That rain's cooling everything down, man.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'm telling you, up here it's right now 63, but I'll tell you what, we probably got close to 3 inches of rain over the past couple of days. So
y'all been getting slammed a little bit, man. Pushed around.
I know. That dang lightning and stuff's been popping
everywhere. A little
fear
in the air. Did you get any of that hail?
I promise you. No. Luckily enough, we didn't get any of the hail, but it was all around us. That's for dang sure.
Right.
I know there's someone down there close to your area anyway. I don't Dayton and stuff. They got,
well,
they
it was right there bit. Between Cove and Dayton there in Liberty County.
Yeah, and, so.
That's just above me as a crow flies, not too far.
I heard that. Well, I tell you what, these dang old catfish are still doing good up here, though. Today I think we're going to try the catfish and some hybrids and see how they do. Yesterday, my guy just never showed up. I don't know what the heck happened. But, I know. The knuckleheads, they, you know, at least they could do is call, right?
Must be related to George Jones. No show.
I hear you.
I used to call him that. No show Jones.
That's it. No show Jones. There ain't no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, it just, you know, it's aggravating at times when you get out there like that and they.
It is.
They just don't, you know, but. Everybody always tells me, start taking deposits. No, I'm not going to do it. I mean, it's just one of those things where I still trust people. There's no way in the world I'm going to do that. Just because you get a few bad seeds every once in a while.
Right.
You know, it just, that doesn't mean everybody's that way. So I just deal with it and go on. And it ain't no big deal. So it's all good. Cause I was really anticipating trying everything. Yesterday.
Well, this day and age with cell phones and everything, just a cordial text would be nice, you know.
Anything. Say, hey, has something come up or whatever. It doesn't matter, you know. Just let me know. That way I'm not wasting my time. You're not wasting yours. Everything's good to go. So, but it's, you know, it is what it is, you know. You can't do much about it after it's already done, but yeah. I always make me a little note. That way, if they call back next time, I'll say, hey, we're going to have some money up front this time. So that way I know, you know. It's
yeah, we used to have a list deals. Between me and some guide buddies of mine that we kept updated yeah. with people like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you got to do. You just got to make sure you...
Well, they'd call another guide, and they said, well, if you'll go ahead and pay old Mickey or Blaine for the trip you stuck them on, then you can go with me. But if not,
there you go
with me. And we stuck together
that. And, hey, that works out when you stick together like that, you know. But it's, you know, it's just one of those things. You get certain groups of people that are that way, and I don't know. I just... Like I say, I still trust everyone, even though you get a few of them knuckleheads every once in a while.
Yeah, they're irresponsible.
I hear you. But, you know, like I say, I still have fun no matter what. So I don't let none of it get me down. There ain't no doubt about that. But, you know, that's like today, you know. I'm ready to see how much this lake's come up. I hadn't even looked at it, but I know it's had to come up a little bit.
I know Leaverston's running about a foot above right now.
Okay, well, see, Livingston's going to catch a lot more just because that Trinity yeah. River's so long, you know, they get so much more rain.
Well, their water shed is so huge.
It is, you know, that's
surface
the thing.
Acres, yeah.
Yes, sir. And that's, you know, that's the thing. You got well over 150 miles of river over there where the San Jacinto River just ain't that long. I mean, you're talking about 40 miles maybe. So, and that's with all the feeder creeks running into it. So
right.
It doesn't catch near as much water, but it catches quite a bit. But that's one of the differences between Conroe and Livingston, you know, and that's why I tell people about the white bass all the time. You know, they want to go try to catch white bass out of Conroe. Well, they're in there, but there's not a lot of them, you know, because
not fishable numbers just to go strictly
right.
for them, like Livingston or
yeah.
Richland, you know.
That's Richland's full of them too, and I mean
that's,
it's crazy.
Man, that's white bass capital of Texas. That and Livingston.
I guarantee you, there ain't no doubt. Livingston is wide open too with them, especially in the springtime. You catch them up in the river. Summertime, you catch them in the lake.
Right.
They run up that river to spawn, just like a salmon does anywhere. He can go run up into that current, spawn, then go back out to the main lake and just live out there, but. It's, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's like whenever I catch bait over there at the river in the winter times, there'll be times where I catch 10, 20 white bass in a cast net. It's like,
right.
good night. And it's just crazy because the numbers are just so plentiful over there. You know, it's just, and that's the reason they're there is because of that river system and that current. And that then like Conroe, the only current that's out there is pretty much wind-driven current and current after a rain, and that's it. So you catch them, you know, catch them hit or miss. You know, I tell people a lot of times, you know, I catch them pretty consistently about once every 10 years. Last time I caught them was about 4 years ago. So we got 6 years left, and I'll start catching them again. So it's, you know, it's kind of funny how they'll get real consistent about once every 10 years, and then they'll quit, you know, on
yeah.
Conroe. And it's just strange how it does that. And I mean, it's, you can almost put it down. About every 10 years, they're going to start popping up. You'll catch a whole bunch of them. Matter of fact, I think it's 4 or 5 years ago, I was catching pretty much limits every time I went out there during like June and July, trying to I was mainly hybrid fishing, but those whites will run in there with them and stuff because they're all, you know, they're all just chasing shad and eating shad is what they're doing. So, just and then all of a sudden they just quit. And whenever they quit, you just can't hardly find them. You know, you'll get randomly you'll get one here and there, but other than that, you just don't get them very often. But it's and then the dang largemouth, they're dropping off too. Last Tuesday was just kind of strange. Everything
that's what you were telling me. It kind of tapered off
yeah.
a little. The weights.
I don't know if it's the water coming up or something happening there. It's because there should still be some big ones out there. I just don't get it. And then like Thursday, I noticed the big bass on the Thursday night deal, because they got the Tuesday night, which is a three fish tournament. Thursday night's a big fish tournament, and the big one on Thursday was like less than 5 pounds, like 480 something. And so they're really dropping off as far as size is concerned, because there's a lot, you know, when you're talking about on the three fish deal on Tuesdays, that weigh, you know, you got three that weigh 20, 21.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's a real strong average. I mean, for the most part, that's a five fish stringer on a lot of lakes, and that's three. You know, so it's crazy how those weights are up there like that. But you know, like with me on Tuesday night, I've been kind of changing up, doing a whole lot of different stuff. I've been, you know, a lot of the fish are off the beds now, so they're moving out off the shorelines. They're out in some deeper water, and I've been worm fishing, crankbait fishing. I've been scoping them and trying to catch them on a crankbait. I've been doing all kinds of different stuff, and then ultimately I end up spending my last hour in the grass trying to catch them on a popar, because the popar bite's been pretty consistent for me, you know, up there in that grass. And I mean, I can go out there just about any day, take that popar out there, chunk it along top of that grass, and I'll catch anywhere from 5 to 25 bass in that grass. Some of them are 5 pounds. A lot of them are just barely keepers. Some of them won't even be keepers at all, but there's a lot of fish that are biting it. So that's kind of what I've been doing with it, with that rascal, you know, just trying to cover some water and just pop that thing and watch them eat it up. I mean, it's a blast when they do. Yeah. So, and it just finding new areas too that they'll eat it in, you know, it's trying to do a little changing, because I get hung up on these areas where they're just at, and I'll go in there and I know they're there, and I'll just keep fishing for them. So I keep trying to swap up and move around, maybe a little deeper, maybe a little flatter points, little shallower areas, things like that, different types of grass, whether it be, you know, that bladed grass or the hydrilla. So the hydrilla's still got a lot of fish in it. The bladed grass has got some in it, but not quite as many, you know, things like that. And it's been setting up with the wind where you want to throw a buzzbait in there, but I can't get them to hit a dang buzzbait for some reason. I don't know why they don't want to do
that's
it.
That's weird. Some years they go crazy over buzzbaits, and other years they won't even look at them. It's crazy.
I mean, that's kind of what's happening right now. Now, they'll hit that whopper flopper or the chopo that Berkeley makes. They're hitting it pretty good, but they just don't want that. They don't want that big clacking of that buzz bait, and that's what's I don't understand it. Cause
you know, and I've only caught a few trout on that whopper flopper, and you'd think they'd go crazy over it when they get real aggressive on top waters. It may be too much for them. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's similar. You know, if you got a lot of pinfish around, that's typically where you want to throw that type bait at. You know, because they make a funky little sound whenever they're up there on the surface, kind of feeding.
And doing all that flipping and stuff, yeah.
Yes, and that, I mean, that's kind of what that bait's kind of.
All right, man. Part. Well, I got to run, Richard. I'm already out of time, buddy. Time's flying this morning for whatever reason. I turn around, I got to go. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you, give them some info how they can reach you, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Tubes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishtubetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishtubetx.com.
All right, enjoy these cooler temperatures, and maybe them fish will go nuts today.
Yes, sir. We're going to try them anyway.
All right, Richard, you have a good weekend. Good talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later. All right. Let's go to Charlie Paradosky in Matagorda now. Charlie P., good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
I'm fine.
I'm here.
Yep. Well, sounds like that weather went to about 3 o'clock this morning here.
Yeah, I got a little bit at my house. Not much. I kind of got split for a change. That's good. I don't want any more rain. Not around my house.
Yeah. Mosquitoes bad over there?
Blaine and I were talking about that yesterday. I don't know why they're not bad, but they're not right now. I mean, it just, with all this rain we've been getting, you'd think, man, you get covered up, but they're not. They're really not.
Yeah, they're not. They're not bad. Yeah, they're not that bad over here like I normally see them. But unless you're on that river, unless for some reason that river really attracts them, and we've got to pick up our people at Binks Lodge this morning. So I think I'll put some mosquito repellent on.
Might put a little dope on. Mosquito dope.
Yeah. It blew hard yesterday, Mickey.
It did. It started out pretty nice. I'm going, hey, everybody might get a little break today. Boy, that sun got coming up, and here it come. It got it on.
Yeah. You know, we were all running big groups yesterday, and most of them were more interested in drinking and fishing anyway. So
there's a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun, but I didn't have that problem. My guys were okay, but
yeah,
some of them had some big problems.
Yeah,
but a few of the people stumble across, you know, some decent redfish. They're just an abundance of 18, 19 inch redfish everywhere, though. Golly.
And, well, that'll be fun when they all get in the slot and everybody will have some nice boxes. Get you a nice table working. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Sharpen them blades.
So what's the weather looking like now?
Well, it looks like all the rain kind of pretty much cleared the coast, you know, and gone east of us. And I don't see anything to worry about really today. Looks like it's going to be. They have picked up those north-northeast wind predictions. You know, they were saying
that's what I'm wondering
5
about.
To 10, then 10 to 15 this morning. Now it's saying 15 to 25. With a 30% chance. As far as radar goes, pretty much, you know, there was some light rain go through Galveston earlier, and there's some right along the coast. But it's cleared you. It's straight out from Freeport and Lake Jackson, and it's moving east out into the Gulf, everything I'm seeing, unless you get some buildup behind it. But I don't look forward to do that if we pull it northeast wind like that.
Yeah. Well, that wind could be a problem for us today, but I think tomorrow's looking pretty good. It drops down significantly tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be east-northeast 10 to 20 tomorrow. That's the Galveston forecast. Sunny, clear skies tomorrow. No clouds.
It's funny how you guys at Galveston can draw that wind, and we don't get it over here. Yeah, I mean, it's not always like that, but a lot of times y'all have it and we don't.
Yeah, I see that a lot lately. Used to, y'all would have it and we wouldn't have anything.
Yeah.
The coastal bend, the wind from the coastal bend's changed. It's more on the upper coast now than it used to be.
Yeah. What hasn't changed? Jesus Christ.
Can we save weather manipulation? You hear all this stuff about that. It's just, you know, weather cycles, kind of like fish cycles and everything else.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They're different now. They are different. But
I used to hate it when somebody said, well, let the wind be your friend. Well, no, it's not any fisherman's friend when it's blowing 25 to 35. I don't care where you're fishing. Just wearing me out fishing in those high winds.
Man, we've had them this year. Jesus Christ. It's just relentless.
Just look at them guys down south. Man, it's even, you can add another 10 miles an hour to ours.
But they're catching fish anyway.
Yeah, it's a little different animal down there.
Yeah. What, are you going down there to fish this week?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Good. Who are you fishing with?
I'm going to fish with Rihanna on Monday and Cliff Webb on Tuesday.
Oh, man, you're going to have two good days.
I'm hoping so. I need a little break.
Yeah.
Get away from this monotony up here.
You taking Blaine with you down there?
No, one of my good customers, John Morris, yeah, and one of his buddies, we're all going together.
Well, I hope y'all have a good trip. I think we probably will.
We always do. It's fun going down there. Whole different animal.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. All right, Charlie. Well, I hope you and Bink and all the big groups, y'all whack them and stack them today. Do your thing.
We'll do the best we can.
I'll throw out a number if somebody wants to call you.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Good talking to you. I'll see you next week.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, man. You know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. So if your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832, and LiquiShield. It restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. So book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. That's LiquiShield RV Roofing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.